Welcome to Health Media Now with award-winning author and host Denise Messenger for a lifetime of health empowerment. Live by being in the pink, meaning P stands for being persistent, I stands for using your intuition, N stands for networking, and K stands for obtaining knowledge. Our guests entertain and share cutting-edge information. They share with you what may have taken years to achieve through experience in their field. Become inspired and motivated. Reach your full potential with fascinating tips and products. Receive a lifetime of benefits from authors, doctors, practitioners, healthcare providers, and learn about exciting new products. You asked for it, and we deliver. Now, here's your host, Denise Messenger.
Well, hello, everyone. It's a gorgeous day today, July 14th, 2021. We're going to have a really fun broadcast. We have with us Mike Brannon, and he's the author of the book Pickleball and the Art of Living. He has a really interesting background. Unlike a lot of us, he got to retire at age 40. How about that, Mike?
That worked out pretty nice, yeah.
You did that? Then you decided to explore the art of living, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was living before 40, but the world definitely opened up a lot more when I wasn't working 70, 80 hours a week.
What were you doing, man?
I was the founder and owner of a steel construction company. We actually became specialists in building self-storage facilities all around the country.
Oh, for
and,
heaven's
sakes. Yeah. So I was a structural steel contractor by trade, and we ended up in a very short time period forming a really great reputation, and it did so well that I walked away at a relatively young age because the people that were working for me were much more motivated and probably smarter and better at what I was doing. So I knew enough to get out of the way and let them do their thing. And I went off to be able to spend more time with my young kids and to travel with my wife and explore all kinds of different things, which I write about in the book. Some of the explorations, you know, from health to spirituality to just having a good time and seeing what made life worth living.
And what did you find that to be?
Well, it's funny. I think there's no short answer to that. I think a lot of it comes down to just being open to new experiences and keeping your intellectual curiosity, saying yes to things. And so I went in all kinds of different directions. I got very much into the nonprofit field, served on many boards, still doing that to this day. I ended up teaching high school for a while. I taught psychology world religions. And I got my bartending license. I became a massage therapist.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I did all these things that I was kind of curious about before when I was working so much, and I go, that would be kind of cool to check into, and so I did. I kept doing different things, and sometimes I would just dabble in it and move on, and other times I would find it became a really big part of my life and still is today. So it's been, believe me, I am so incredibly grateful to have had this opportunity to make these explorations.
Wow, that's really, really pretty, pretty good life.
Yeah, and the thing is too, I didn't start out, fully formed. A lot of wrong turns in my life. I worked some really awful jobs. I had a marriage that ended in divorce. Just all kinds of different things that didn't work out for me. So, I didn't come from the family with money, and up to the point where I started my own business, I made very little money. So I definitely remember very vividly what it's like to have very little and to flail a bit. So it makes, I wouldn't trade the journey for anything, because it makes it all so much more sweet now. So I feel very fortunate.
Well, a lot of times that's where we learn the most is from our failures.
Oh, yeah. I completely
agree. Because
if
you never had them, you never would have gained the experience that you
Yeah, there's no there's no context. I mean, and really it makes the it makes the success it makes it mean something. I think if you've always grown up without any kind of living with scarcity, without banging your head against the wall a little bit, I think life, the colors of life tend to be a little more faded. You haven't had the lows to really savor the highs. And I think a lot of it too is in where it comes down to health too, mental health especially, is you learn to not let the lows get too low and not let the highs get too high. You form a sense of equanimity, which is why I really gravitated toward Buddhism a lot and found it to be a very practical way to live well. So I write about that in the book quite a bit as well.
Now, on the Buddhism side, did you go somewhere special
experience
so that?
That's a great question. I've been to, to Thailand and Cambodia and different places and met lots of interesting monks and so forth. But I've never, matter of fact, they were incredulous when I spoke with them over there, because one of the first questions they'll always ask is, who's your master? And I go, I don't have one. I just started reading and, being much more of a Western Buddhist, I don't live in a cave. I live in a suburb. And, I didn't have that that master-student relationship. So I was very much a blank slate, and I just voraciously read, listened to good radio shows like yours, and picked up information and kind of found my way. And so it was a very fun exploration. And then I became part of some groups too and learned some different things. But it's been just so much fun. I mean, again, I look at Buddhism as just very practical, and it actually has really increased my joy for living. I recommend it to anybody, even if you are of a certain religious faith. Buddhism's a nice side dish to have along, because it doesn't really conflict with a lot of the great teachings. It actually is a very nice complement.
Well, let's talk about pickleball. How does that all fit into this?
Yeah, it's in the title of the book. Apparently, it must be important. it's funny. A brief story. So I had no intention of writing a book this past year, and my wife and I happened to be one of those couples that happened to get caught on a cruise ship when the pandemic broke out big time. We spent 20-some days bobbing around at sea, and no country would let us in. And fortunately, there's nobody on our ship was sick. But, of course, if we all remember that time, there was a lot of fear going around, and nobody would let us off anywhere. So finally, we finally blew an engine on our way to Hawaii to see if we could get, if they would let us disembark there, and it finally allowed them to let us off. But during all that downtime, I'd work out in the morning, and at about 8 o'clock, I'd have a decision to make. 8 in the morning, I go, well, do I try to find an open bar, or do I maybe try to do something maybe a little more constructive? So I just started writing, just kind of a stream of consciousness, and I had no intention to write about pickleball. I wrote an entire book about everything from what I consider to be living well, your health, your mindset, all kinds of different things. And so when I came back, I actually looked up a couple of friends of mine in the book business. They read the manuscript. They said, we love your writing. It's funny. It's concise. And nobody's going to read your book because you're not famous. I went, what?
Gosh.
I mean, I thought that you wrote a book and then you became famous. No. In this world, you got to be famous first for anybody to read your book. So what you need is a niche.
True.
And so they both, independent of each other, said, hey, this paragraph you wrote about pickleball, I just had a throwaway paragraph using it as an example, maybe that could be your niche. And I went, okay. And so I spent the next 3 months rewriting the book with pickleball as a metaphor for life. If you don't play pickleball, you can still enjoy the book plenty well, but it gives me kind of a platform, because pickleball players are very enthusiastic and passionate. And so I use pickleball throughout the book is kind of a metaphor for living well, the way that pickleball can inform your life and life can inform your pickleball game.
And what is pickleball?
Pickleball is a, I like to say it's what happened if maybe, you know, tennis and ping pong got together and had a one-night stand. And then 9 months later, their child pickleball was born. So it's kind of a cross between, it's a paddle sport. You play with a composite paddle. It's, you know, relatively small paddle. And you play with a hard plastic ball, similar to a wiffle ball, but you know, much more sturdy. And the net is just a couple inches lower than a tennis court. The court's about the size of a badminton court, so smaller than a tennis court. And really a fun game. It's extremely social, almost always played as doubles. And if you haven't heard of pickleball yet, you most certainly will, because now it's getting TV contracts. It's exploding in growth nationally and internationally. And especially if you're on my side of 50, which I definitely am, for older people, it's a great way to get out there, exercise, stay healthy, and make a lot of great social connections. So it's become a big part of my life. And today I've written a book about it, and I coach it, and I play it, and it's just a really, really fun thing that I've fallen into.
Where do you play?
You can play. There's courts everywhere. I play at the Bobby Riggs Paddle and Tennis in Encinitas, California, and I also play at private courts in different communities, communities surrounding here. And so wherever you live, there's going to be a pickleball court around you. There's a lot of places where tennis courts that have gone unused are being converted to pickleball courts, and you'll see quite a lot of demand for it. So wherever you live in this country, you will be able to find a pickleball court pretty much, and you can play all kinds of variations where you can belong to a club and set up private games, or you can go to places and go to open play and meet new people. But again, it's such a great sport because I've played sports my whole life, and it's a great combination where you don't have to be the most physically skilled and powerful person. You can actually win games with finesse, and it lends itself very well for women to play, for kids to play. So it's a very inclusive sport.
Oh, it's really fascinating.
Yeah.
So that's obviously kind of one of your primary loves.
Yeah.
And from all your travels all over the world, mm-hmm. Where was your favorite place?
See, that's like asking what your favorite kid is. You know, you got to be careful about answering that. You know, there's been so many great travels. I would say the most awe-inspiring were probably Antarctica, Zimbabwe, and Picchu and the Galapagos. Just the sheer size and scale of the nature there was just thrilling. So been many other places as well, but I would say those are the ones that come to the top of my mind. As well as just, you know, so many great places in our own country here in the U.S. I mean, there's just when you travel, you sometimes talk to other travelers, and by and large, there's so many people I meet from other countries that say, you know, the U.S. is my favorite place to go to. So we're definitely pretty fortunate here. The variability and the size and the availability of so many great things here where we are. But yeah, those would be my favorite places because I just get a real thrill out of nature. I love being part of it and being immersed in it. And it's one of the great joys of life.
So what have you done on the health side of things?
On the health side, so I mentioned before when we were talking, or maybe I mentioned when we were talking just a minute ago, is I did become a massage therapist. One of the reasons I did that, because I played competitive basketball up until I was about 50, actually. But in my 30s, you know, too much, sitting around and working, and then followed up by really, you know, heavy weightlifting and intense basketball playing was really bad. Not a great prescription for my back. And my back got to a point where I could barely get out of bed. I was pretty much immobilized for long periods of time. And so I wanted to find out, you know, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to necessarily have surgery. I want to find out more. I want to get educated. So I went and studied anatomy. massage therapy, and it really, I learned so much about flexibility and healthy living through that experience that I was able to fix my back problems, and knock on wood, I've been completely healthy now for 27 years. And part of it is that I'm a very firm believer in scheduling your exercise like you would schedule an important conference call. I think a lot of times exercise gets put on the back burner. Well, you know, I'll get to it when I'm done with all this other stuff. And unless, I think whatever you don't schedule quite often doesn't get done, because I think willpower has no power compared to habits. If you have habits,
that's very
things
true.
Get done. If you schedule things, I mean, you got to not find excuses for it, and it's for your own good, and you know it is. Yet still, you fall off the wagon. But when I schedule my stretching every day, I will not allow myself to eat breakfast until I've done my stretching. I just won't do it. I'll go hungry, right? And the pickleball gives me so much movement, so much cardio. I still do resistance training, but that combination of flexibility, resistance training, and just sheer movement and activity have been key, I think, to my health. And I've worked with a lot of other people too. As a matter of fact, on my website, I have I have a stretching video on there, the one that I do every day, and it doesn't take that long. It's about a 10-minute stretch, and I think if you can manage to invest 10 minutes in your health, I think the benefits are manifest.
And what is your website?
It's mikebrannon.com, and the name is a little strange. Mike, M-I-K-E, not too strange, pretty normal. Brannon, Brannon.com. I don't know what happened to our family name as we came over from Ireland, but it took some U-turns. But yeah, my website has. Yeah, it works good, but you know, no one's ever spelled it right the first time. But that's okay. But it's so on the website, you'll see, again, the stretching video. You'll also be able to see my blogs. I write about a number of different things from healthy living to, humor to whatever. So I try to make it entertaining and light, and I invite anybody who wants to go on there. And you can also get my book on my website directly from me. You can get a signed copy. I drop it in the mail myself. I'm not one of these big-time authors. So I welcome anybody to come along and see if you enjoy the content.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Really, really appreciate it. And I encourage all my listeners to get your book. I think it's quite inspirational.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you can also, if you don't want to go through the website, you can always go on Amazon and just put in the search for Pickleball and the Art of Living or my name. It'll come up, and you can find it that way as well. I also have it available on audiobook. I know a lot of people like the audio these days. So yeah, I appreciate being on, Denise. It's a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish everybody out there, healthy, happy life. And just remember, keep moving. Say yes to life. Get out there, and the more you move and get around, the better the ride is. So I hope everybody gets to enjoy that.
Thank you so much. Take good care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That wraps up our show for today. Please join us again next Wednesday. So until then, please be well. Bye-bye.
We celebrate our listeners worldwide and invite you to contact Denise at www.healthmedianow.com with any questions you may have, and follow her on Twitter at Health Media Now and Facebook at Health Media Now. For those interested in an advertising campaign on her show, contact Lisa at knowledgeworkspub.com. Be sure to visit GotCancerNowWhat.com for information on Denise Messenger's award-winning book, Got Cancer? Now What?